thank you, Jesus. We said thank you. We said thank you, Lord. We said thanks, thanks. We gave you thanks for all you have done.
Hallelujah.
We are so blessed. Our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks.
We give you thanks,
Lord. Thanks,
you are Lord, the Sabbath thanksgiving.
We give you
the sound of an all
to you. What you do with the word will work out the word in your life. Psalm number 33 verse 4, it said the word of the Lord is a right word. It is right because embedded in the word is the divine power to make right everything that is wrong. Isaiah chapter 43, he said, when you pass through, it knows. It didn't say if. Because there is a when. Pastor said, because you're a singer, Pastor Tone said, he said, because beloved you sing does not mean that there is no passing through. Embedded in the covenant of the word is the divine life of God himself. Everything that has taken place in this place today looks simple to you. But life, I was telling Pastor Tom, I said, the anointing oil is in my bag. I want to do it last. She did it. Pastor, I prepared for your session, but I know you will come. And I showed you. I said, look, I was going to share this Revelation 22. That was my first scripture, and I was going to share Isaiah 47. Pastor, when you were talking about covenant, when I saw that, I knew that it was too long. That is why we're shorting it. And I thought I would make up for it by speaking. Beloved Pastor Yomi came and told you about the Bartholomew, a satanic, demonic, evil, horrible rage of darkness, demonic evil patterns that say, I blinded the father's eyes, I am unblinding the son also. Beloved but mercy located, that son who knows how to engage the key of mercy, But before he can make a mercy call, he located the word. He located the covenant word of mercy. He knew it was not meant to be so. It's not about crossing lake, beloved. Pastor said you enter into heat. Beloved, I came here last month, Pastor, and I got a call from the hospital, because sometimes last year I was praying, God said to me, deal with every cancer. You had somebody testifying about cancer and said, Pastor was mentioning all kind of names about cancer, and she think, Pastor, at least one is enough. But she mentioned all sorts of cancer, and we saw cancer being dealt with. And somebody came to me and said, Pastor, you are not to pray for any cancer. That was when I prayed for cancer people, and God answered. Excuse me, I'm going somewhere, because Pastor has and all this word of God that you have heard today had done something on the inside of you, but you are now going to enter. I got a call, I think it's over a week now, and the hospital called me. They said, you came in last year, but we think there's a mistake in some readings of some checks that we've done. And they said to me, I need to go and begin to check for cancer. Can you imagine? Don't you get it? I told my brother, I said, Pastor Duran, me, I am not going, because I don't need to. But Pastor said, go. Beloved, is my brother. But yet, I have great honor for the grace of God upon his life. There's something about obedience. I went. I showed up in that place. They pressed me. They challenged me for my age. I was lying that I'm 50 something. They can't picture the body with the age. They begin to do all manner of things to me. And the woman looked at me. He said, well, we can't find anything. Excuse me, sir. She was not smiling. She was sad. I went to the changing room. You know I can't go home like that. I changed my clothes and I grabbed my bag and I went before that consultant. I said, can you tell me exactly what you are all about? You said you can't find anything. What made you bring me here? This thing that they do on you, it's painful. Pastor, they tamper with me. And the woman said, it's finished. I thought you would be happy for me. Do you expect that you'll find something? When covenant says, Matthew chapter 8, number 17, he said, he borne our sicknesses. He took our diseases. How can I have it? He says, serve the Lord your God and he will remove sicknesses and diseases far away from you. How do you think it will happen? That the devil will break covenant. Pastor, in that covenant, you open something up again on the inside of me. Beloved, when Abraham said, you don't know what it cost Abraham. Abraham encountered God. He came into a place of agreement by that circumcision of the physical. But there is a circumcision deeper and greater, which is the circumcision of the heart. The place you must enter into covenant with God, it's a place of no return in your heart. That you come and understand it is over. Pastor, you saw me, you came to my house, you saw me wearing sling in my hand, in this tomb. When the enemy thought he would give me autoneuron disease, I saw it. I had the name. I said, well, it's not possible. But beloved, tiny little cut became horrible cut. And I was ministering. I kept quiet. Until I spoke, the devil didn't go. until I spoke, the devil did not go. Because I want you to come into that covenant now. Beloved, he didn't leave me. And I'm talking about weeks and I'm a minister. But God was healing other people through me. But the pain was still there. When I'm ministering, come and ask where the devil will come from. I can't feel that pain. But immediately I finish, the thing begins to happen to me. And I went to the hospital. I saw everybody like this. Without consulting. They said the steroid injection they will give me. I said to them, are you okay? What is making you like this? And they said they were taking the same steroid injection I came to come and collect. I saw men, I saw women as Iran leper. Now lie you lie. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord this morning so that you stand in your heritage in Christ Jesus and you cut a covenant. It's a personal thing. Isaac made his own personal covenant. Under the collective Abrahamic covenant, he came in agreement with it. Jacob had his own encounter under the umbrella in the same place where Abraham cut covenant. He saw the heaven open in Genesis 28 and he said he thought it was an ordinary place. He didn't know that covenant opened the heaven over that place. He said, the Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Personal, beloved. And I went to the hospital. I came face to face with that consultant who looked at me. The man, whether it's a register or registration, whatever it's called, dropped the injection and wants to give me. And the consultant took it from his hand. And the consultant said, I must say that we give you an open card to come back because we know that it's not going to work. Why will you give me what will not work? Pastor, I said, not me. The first word that God spoke made light to come forth. I said, not me. I will not come back. But I left that hospital. It was like that man was the devil personified. Every pain in the head, in every part of my body, I managed to get home. And I didn't go upstairs. How can you go upstairs? I sat in that living room on my chair. I said, God, I have gone to that place. You reach out to somebody through me today. What is this thing that is in my hand? I said, not me. I am not going back. Beloved, there is a node on top of my finger that can't explain where it came from. That was pressing on everything and it becomes terribly painful. The devil thought he can serve me with what would destroy me. But he didn't know that Calvary has established a covenant for my recovery, for my healing, and for the elimination of that wicked harassment of the devil in my life. Right before my eyes, I had my tongue flip and crack. It reset itself without any ever having. It doesn't have to come back. Pastor, the medication they gave me, didn't I leave it in your house? Because I won't take it. When I appear to the doctor, I'm telling them, I want you to know what God has done. Because you will have those medication in the same way they gave it to me. But I am not different. It is about covenant. Because Psalm 89:34, he said, my covenant will I not break, neither will I alter what has proceeded from my mouth. Beloved, do you know the secret? God spoke it and it became a covenant. And you enter into it by speaking it. And Mark 11, 23 to 25, he said, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you will say unto this mountain. So what you need to cut covenants is by engaging your tongue and your mouth. And you are saying, either though I have been ignorant and I have allowed myself to be battered, bittered, I have been pressed down because of ignorance. Now I understand that there is a covenant for me. Hebrews 12, 24. It said Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Therefore, covenant is spoken for it to be established. When you speak it, God is present to establish that covenant. Why? John chapter 7, verse number 38. The word of the Lord said, for as many as believed, out of their belly shall flow the rivers of living water. So this well of life is on the inside, but it must be articulated to allow it to find expression so that the healing begins to be executed, regardless of the reason, whether by the devil or by somebody or by anybody, any which way. But covenant breakers. And pastor said, the reason why the well is on the inside is that we have been purchased by an incorruptible seed. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 23 to 25. By an incorruptible seed, the seed of the word. So what you speak in covenant is the sent word that you have received, and you speak it back. And God said, bring me into remembrance of my word. There in the covenant, David, like pastor said, located that the uncircumcised, the one outer to covenant, he remembered the covenant of his father Abraham with God. He said, that God that keepeth covenant to 1,000 generations. What is the covenant? We saw it. Covenant of mercy, covenant of his grace. So when we deserve the judgment, the covenant of mercy avert the judgment and bring us into an heritage of supernatural healing of the nations. Healing streams of life begin to well up from within us. Therefore, it doesn't matter who has made covenant. Beloved, what you have to know is that Herod cut an agreement with the high priest. He had an agreement with them to tell him, those are the people that know the scribes, they know the law. He said, where is Jesus going to be born? What has the book said about him? He was cunningly finding out what he could do to sabotage destiny from manifesting. But beloved, the God that keepeth covenant, that made Jesus to come by covenant, he defended his destiny and ensured that the very purpose that Jesus came for will not be averted. And beloved, look at the purpose that you are standing here for. Jesus said, who do men say that I am? Peter said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. Please sit down 2 minutes, but don't sleep, because this is a covenant moment. If you've cut covenant outside of God before, you will know what it means to cut covenant. That has created trouble. Verbal agreement, written agreement, coded agreement, that has caused trouble, pain, that has troubled our lives. But beloved, he said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. So covenant, you come into that agreement by divine revelation. of the word of the living God. And I believe you have had so much enrichment in your soul this morning. It said, it has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. Therefore, what heaven has determined, what heaven has declared, what heaven has ordained, what heaven had written, coded concerning you, whether any power or personality tried to shortchange you, overturn it, or avert it, I decree by the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus, every aversion of the covenant spoken over your life, over your destiny, every perversion of any satanic assault to your life, to your destiny, I command them broken in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. He said, what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. How do you bind? The natural man gets a string and or a chain and bind things. But beloved, again, this key, when you use it with your mouth, the devil will leave you. We have seen things happening. A Muslim woman who said, when I prayed for her, before she had the cancer, God spoke to me. I didn't know they've declared her having cancer. And then somebody would tell me not to pray for cancer. What am I going to pray for? He said, those who are not sick, they don't need a physician. He didn't call me to come and watch record or watch movie. He called me to see that the assignment of hell against God's people, it's over. That woman said, after I prayed with her, she doesn't even know how to pray in Christian way. She wrote it down, every prayer. And after 7 days, I said, you will now go and show yourself to the priest, as in the doctors, and they will give you a report that God has healed you. Beloved, she said one thing. She said, it is mine. I take it. She came in agreement with the word. Who taught her? A Muslim woman that just gave her life to Jesus in the process of the trouble. He said, it is mine. Oh, lebami du te mini. Covenant has established it. Therefore, the receptivity of the proof of covenant is mine. That's why I laugh. When I speak to some people, they still believe that they still have that problem. The lepers, Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. 10 of them. They were going. They know that if you are not clean, you can't show up to the priest. You will make the place unholy, make the man unholy. They were going. Immediately they were cleansed. And the one that become grateful experienced a gracious hand of the Lord and he became completely whole. What have they done? They agreed with the word and they were going. And as they were going on the strength of covenant, covenant spoke for them. Beloved, so this evening or this afternoon, I want you to know what you are signing, because it's based on blood covenant that Christ has made. And therefore, Pastor said something, maybe to some of us it will be strange. How can a family be burying people alive? How can they said that is their own tradition, that they will kill people, strangers, and bury them. Strangers that come into their village. They were wasting life. They invoke curses rather than blessings. But Christ came as a fulfillment of that covenant to nullify the efficacy and the effectiveness and the proof of every negative covenant that has attracted sickness, infirmity into our lives, into destiny, into ministries, into marriages, into careers, In the mighty name of Jesus, therefore, he made nonsense of every other covenant. So it is possible to have been a Christian for a while, and we really don't know the place of covenant. Pastor has opened it up. But now, you have noticed that covenant needs my agreement. Like Moses took conception because she agreed. Like the Canaanite woman said, I know that healing is the children's bread. I only need, even dogs, they eat out of the crumbs. Not in covenant. That day, she changed position to come into covenant by saying to Jesus, he said, even dogs eat out of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I'm not asking for bread, but my daughter needs to be healed. Ah. Mercy answered for that woman. How much more you that has been purchased with a price? How much more us that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God? Beloved, I want us to rise up now as we come into this covenant. Neleki kekutolobo sihata. Nengrita kuasa. Pastor is not here. We said in the morning, Abraham caught mercy, located him from that family of idolatry. God called covenant with him. Pastor Remy had touched on everything in one way or the other that has taken place in this place today. It is written, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter shall be established. So the issue about your recovery, about your healing, it is settled without fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Abraham secured a generational blessing by that covenant that each one of his children were locating the place of covenant and they were walking in it. And we, the Bible says that we are the seed of Abraham. We are heirs together of the promise. Beloved, therefore, I want you to lift up your voice before God. And you are saying, Lord, today open me up. Because there must be a capacity to be able to receive the depth of the word of God before you can enter into the covenant. Revelation of the word has come. You are saying, open me up, open my heart up to receive the divine wisdom of God by his word. Paul says, I pray from the day I heard about your love for God, your faith for God, Ephesians 1:15, and your love for the saint, I cease not to bow down my knee, that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, so that you will know the things that are freely given to you, money in the bank, but you are still working as a pauper. So you are saying to the Lord, enlarge my capacity. Open up the depth of my heart to locate my place in the covenant that Christ has caught on the cross of Calvary. Pastor Tom, help us. He begins to talk about the three things, the lashes. He begins to talk about the lacerations. Beloved, talking about the crown that Jesus took upon his head. If she thought about, beloved, the stripes of Christ. Is Christ going to be beaten again? It has settled the issue of sickness. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord. Every flesh, everything in my body, everything in my heart, the fleshly thinking that is standing in my way of locating my place in the covenant that was caught on Calvary, today in the name of Jesus, rid me of them, rid me of them, rid me of them, rid me of them, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Beloved, please forgive me, I hear this. The Lord said to me that, don't you know that before Jacob can come into a change of name and into the covenant that changed him for life, Jacob has to be honest. God said, what is your name? He said, I am Jacob, a cheater. The one that was too smart for his own good. The one that was manipulated and controlled by the mind. The one that thought I can wiggle my way around it to get the stuff. He didn't know that the promise that Jacob I love and Esau I hated, it is not natural. What have Jacob done to be loved? What has Esau done to be hated? So the promise cannot be worked out by man-made mental faculty. So he sold a little porridge to his own brother to say, I know I'm after what they told me I will become. But beloved, he didn't know that until he come to a place of locating covenants, what man make or man craft can only lead to trouble. It is what God ordained, inspired. Pastor said, how can you explain it that somebody will write the 5 books of the Bible without being divinely instructed? The greatness on the inside of Jacob did not manifest until there is a change of name for him. Covenant changes his name. They might have called you the sick, but Jesus called you the healed. He said you have been healed 2,000 years ago. The doctor might have given you a code. Anybody could have called you any name, but he said you are called by my name, the name of Jesus. He said you will be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord has pronounced, has spoken about it. And beloved, it means you will be called what covenant calls you. Therefore, I want us to lift up our voices and say to the Lord, I receive a change of name by the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus. I negate and nullify every name that I have been called that is contrary to the covenant of life in Christ Jesus, that is contrary to the covenant of healing in Christ Jesus, that is covenant, not contrary to the covenant of recovery for me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekukuso soprina gaza zeprina kuago sihato lekekukuso se endru nabokustozia lekekukusto se leprunda kakukuso se indoko lemengri sahato in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, yours might be this case, but I see a cutting off from that cord. The cord of the demonic. Not only did you see mountains on your way, but all that you see is that you see it even when you are sleeping. So it programs impossibility. Your mindset has said it cannot happen, but God has said your experience when you were 38 that made you to come to a decision and a conclusion, that change of status and change of name can no longer take place. I want you to know that the covenant of life in Christ Jesus that located that man at the pool of Bethesda is locating you today and changing your name for life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I want you now take a step as you engage your mouth. Mark 11 said you can say the word of God. Lord is near us. That word is in our mouths. It is the law word of God that destroy every written coded code. commandment contrary to you. Jesus pastor said, the fig tree was speaking. Can you imagine to the Son of God? He spoke. He said, I have fruit. Come and eat. I know you are hungry. But Jesus spoke back to that voice that was speaking unto him. Whatever has spoken to you, whenever you have been spoken to, that tells you that you cannot be old, that tells you you cannot recover, that tells you that your ways can no longer be opened up, I want you to speak to those things. But the covenant that speaketh better things in Christ Jesus than the blood of Abel, you are commanding every voices that are spoken illegally, illegitimately against me, I silence you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I silence you. 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 I silence you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le kukuto lobrina kaguago siata. He has swallowed up riches. He must vomit them. The Lord must cast it out of his belly. As the Lord casted beloved Lazarus out of the belly of the grave, you are saved by the reason of covenant that is in the blood of Jesus. I agree to life. I reject every sentence of death. Therefore, all you grave, vomit me now. All you grave, spiritually, physically, mentally, grave that has swallowed my career, grave that has swallowed my marriage, vomit it by fire, vomit it by fire, vomit it by force. The Lord shall cast it out of your belly in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. That woman gave a testimony. Beloved, that testimony can be more than 5 pages if she was to write everything. Every man, the mother of that man has 6 children. And the 5 sons out of 6, no one stayed with their wife. Every one of them failed. And the mother is proud to say it. To say in our house, it is the women that beg their husband. But what I understand, I said to the sister, you are not wrestling against flesh and blood. There is a devil behind the voice that you hear. You silence that voice, and therefore your husband will return. She thought it's a one-day prayer. 2010 to 2014. When she comes and says, "Ah, Pastor, I said, Kilo Jebe, you can't be fed up. From the very day I met you, you came to sell something to me. And the Lord said to me, tell that woman that God wanted to rescue your husband finally. You have been the one trying to rescue him. But God said, leave me and let me rescue him finally. Beloved, it looks like a journey that looks funny. But God said I will do it. And it got worse. I remember that man down to the, excuse me, sir, we were having prayer line. The woman put it on speaker so that the man can hear. And the man said, ah, nobody's going to die here. Die, die, die. Nobody's going to die. It was cursing. I hear it. They didn't tell me. I hear it. I heard the rage. And the final one that broke the camel's back, the man came with a tesubil. And came with the thing from Africa and was doing all sorts of incantation in the house. The woman comes and said, Pastor, the incantation the man they do now. I said, leave his incantation alone. It can't have any effect on you. But now, God told me, go to the police. This is the one that will open his eyes. That woman said, how can Pastor tell somebody to go and report their husband to the police? She went to the police. when the police took him, the devil left him. The man said, "Ah, now I know. I thought I was with friends. I won't go into detail, but I didn't know that the enemy that was troubling me had the same devil that has troubled other people." That man, very born again. That man, more spiritual. Even now, because he's still trying to wake up. But this testimony that you've had, God has used it to restore marriages. I want you to lift up your voice. I have called abnormal normal, because that is what I have seen as a pattern in my home. That is what I have seen as a pattern in my family. But by the reason of covenant in the blood of Jesus, every evil pattern that I have seen, experienced, known, felt, that has troubled my life, that has stood against me, today I break it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I break it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I break it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lokukusa sabronde ke kwazo, zila pengre di kwazo, zekeku tulombre nega kwazo sa, monde ke shata. In the mighty name of Jesus, 1 Samuel chapter 9 and chapter 10. Beloved, you see the story about Saul. Saul said, "I am from the least clown in Israel, a Benjamite, a very small." So, beloved, there is no pattern of smallness in that lineage. He never knew that there is a great grace that can make great on the inside of him. He never knew that there is a potential for him to rise and not fall. But one man, visitation, God moved him from the place where he was sick. When it comes to destiny, he gave him a platform in the palace. What he lost, he recovered. Beloved, men begin to give to him. The grace on the inside find expression. He begins to manifest the gift of prophecy. He never know. He never even think it was there. But the Bible says that Christ in you is the hope of glory. And 1 Corinthians 1:24, it says Christ has become to us the power and the wisdom of God. That power must find expression for healing, for recovery, for wellness, for wholeness, and for the emergence of your greatness. Therefore, I want you today to say, "Lord, I cut covenant." Pastor said, "Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world." Therefore, I decree and declare, let the greatness of God in my life begin to find expression by divine covenant. I come in agreement with the word of life, and I command the greatness of God that makes the enemies to submit itself unto him, let it begin to find expression in my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The whole idea of this, in Jesus' name, we are reached so that we can reach others. He said, "One of you shall become a mighty nation." So nations were in his heart from the very beginning. Beloved, when he's talking about nation, he's talking about impact. He's talking about influence that you will make in your generation. He's talking about allowing the streams of life to produce results in our lives. Jesus spoke in John chapter 14, verse 12. He said, "Greater things than this shall you do, because I go unto my Father." And in John 14, 26, Jesus began to talk about the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the power of God, the one that you can't execute covenant without. Ephesians 3:20, he said God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of his spirit that is on us. And Acts 10:38 that you have heard, he said, our God anointed. You have been anointed. Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, going everywhere doing good. He was making waves, affecting lives for good. The sick, they were made whole. Men gained new songs. Beloved, destiny were located. Empty businesses were turned around. Beloved, the lepers and the blind, they were healed. All manner of sicknesses. And he said, you are that instrument. He said, go ye. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. He said, all powers in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye in my name. Covenant. Huh? And make disciples of all nations. You never know until you begin to engage covenant of supernatural healing streams of life before you know what God can do through you. So some of us had come out today and said, I laid down everything to purchase covenant. Pastor, you didn't know. Somebody came to me and said, I just want to give everything. I want to walk with God. Before you actually made that call, the person said, I want to follow God wholeheartedly. Covenant requires complete and total surrender. For except a grain of corn falls down and die, it abides alone. Abraham, when he had a partial obedience, beloved, contention and strife was in his camp. But when he separated totally, heaven begins to work on his behalf. Whether before Abimelech, before anybody, God defended him. I want you to say to the Lord, I have been saved. Turn me to Savior for others by the reason of covenant. I have been rescued. Turn me to a rescuer for other people in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, visit me, visit me, visit me. Visit me, visit me. La coco se bando li kakwazaza. Me kwata la bosia, ata la bosia. Me grontosi ikatua la bosa. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Beloved, covenant spoke for Paul because of an encounter. He said, I met a man, whether in the spirit or in the flesh, I do not know. But something happened to me. The zeal of the flesh didn't work. Father, as we have fellowship together, as we break bread together in fellowship, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will bless our food and our water, that whatever we eat and drink will work for us. None is permitted to work against the prevailers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this hotel, and we decree and declare, Lord, as you have used the various people to support this work, even in this hotel, we ask that they will find you faithful in their life and that they will be drawn to you and be saved in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Have you been blessed? Yes. Glory to God.